Welcome back to the MOV show, everyone. Can you believe it's the end of our first week already?
Time sure flies.
Especially when we're talking about all the great things going on around the Mid-Ohio Valley. Speaking of great things, how about this weather?
Partly sunny and 65, you can't beat that.
Perfect for enjoying those fall colors. But before we head out to enjoy the sunshine, let's catch up on some backyard news.
Sounds good to me.
So let's start with this, heartwarming story out of Parkersburg. The Humane Society rescued 146 dogs from a single home.
Wow, 146.
That's a lot of pups.
It sounds like they had their hands full.
People donated tons of food, blankets, cleaning supplies, you name it.
Sounds like the MOV spirit in action.
They even filled the shelter's entire courtyard with donations. And big shout out to Crown Florals on Ohio Avenue for pitching in too.
It's always heartwarming to see local businesses giving back.
Right. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk high school sports.
Yeah, right. What's going on?
Our Marietta Tigers volleyball team, they had a tough game this week. Their regional semifinal against Bishop Watterson.
Oh, yeah. How did they do?
They fought hard but ended up losing.
What was the final score?
25-8, 25-16, 17-25, and 25-13.
So they took the third set. That's good.
They did. Put up a good fight. But looking at the stats, it seems like those 11 service errors they had, those might have been a factor.
Yeah, this can be costly.
For sure, especially in a tight game like that. Okay, before we move on, we have some important news for our listeners in Wood County.
All right, what's up?
For anyone affected by those severe storms back in April, the deadline to apply for FEMA assistance is coming up fast.
Right, I almost forgot about that.
The deadline is Saturday, November 2nd. So if you had any damage from those April 11th and 12th storms, floods, and landslides, it's important to apply soon.
Good reminder.
This assistance can help with home repairs, property losses, other needs that aren't covered by insurance. You can apply online at disasterassistance.gov or by phone at 800-621-3362.
And don't forget, this Saturday is also the deadline to apply for a U.S. Small Business Administration disaster loan, too.
Good point. For businesses struggling to recover, that SBA loan can be a lifesaver.
It can make all the difference.
You can find more information about SBA assistance on their website, sba.gov disaster, or you can call 800-659-2955. Now, for all you sports fans out there, let's talk about our Mountaineers.
All right, what's the latest on WVU sports?
Well, the men's soccer team had a bit of a setback in their pursuit of the Sun Belt Conference regular season championship.
Oh, no. What happened? Did they lose a game?
Not quite a loss, but they tied with Coastal Carolina in a scoreless match. They had plenty of scoring opportunities, especially with all those corner kicks, but they just couldn't seem to find the back of the net.
That's frustrating. It sounds like a tough game to watch, especially with so much at stake. How are they taking it?
Coach Dan Stratford was obviously disappointed. He even mentioned that the team showed some cracks and naiveties under pressure, especially in the second half, and that they didn't execute their tactics effectively.
Well, it's certainly a setback, but they're not out of the running yet, right?
That's the good news. They still hold the top spot in the Sun Belt standings. However, their next match against Marshall is going to be absolutely crucial for securing that championship title. It's time for our favorite segment, Today's Highlights, where we like to showcase what's new and exciting in our local business scene.
I know you love a good local business success story, so lay it on me. What's got you so pumped up?
Well, you know how much we love to see dreams come true right here in the Mid-Ohio Valley. And remember MJ Asen Lemon and her vision for an art studio that felt like a true community space?
Of course. The Watering Can Art Studio. She always talked about wanting to create a space where everyone felt welcome to explore their creativity, no matter their skill level.
Exactly. And it's been amazing to watch that vision come to life. They've really embraced a wide range of art forms, too, offering everything from painting and pottery to paper arts and even, get this, Bible journaling.
Bible journaling. Now, that's something I haven't tried. It sounds like a really unique way to combine creativity and spirituality.
It is. It's all about using art to enhance your connection with Scripture. And speaking of enhancing experiences, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another local favorite that's all about creating a welcoming atmosphere.
The Bodega.
Ah, the Bodega. Their coffee is the best. They've really cultivated a special vibe there, haven't they? It's like a home away from home for so many people in the MOV.
Absolutely. And they're not just about the coffee either. They're super committed to ethical sourcing and making a positive impact on the community. You know, when you read their Yelp reviews, it's clear that people really appreciate that.
I bet. These days, people really care about where their products come from and what a business stands for. It's about more than just the transaction. It's about aligning with values.
Exactly. And speaking of aligning, get this. The Watering Can Art Studio has moved. And wait for it. They've merged with the Bodega.
Wow. Now that's a partnership I wouldn't have seen coming. But it makes so much sense. Coffee and art, two of life's greatest pleasures, all under one roof.
So tell me, what can people expect now that the studio is inside the Bodega? Is it still the same full-fledged art experience?
They're still offering a variety of art experiences like walk-in ceramics, canvases, wood kits, that kind of thing. Have you ever tried decoupage?
I haven't, but it sounds interesting. What is it exactly?
It's basically using paper cutouts and layers of varnish to create these amazing designs. It's kind of like a collage, but with a more polished, almost 3D effect. Folks should definitely check out their Facebook and Pinterest pages. They're always posting updates on workshops, events, and all the cool things they're working on.
Sounds like a must follow.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of the MOV Show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Until next time, keep it local, keep it creative, and keep shining bright, MOV.